You have been blessed by the ministry of Apostle Solomon Buckley and Fresh Wind International. Please consider supporting us by going to Cash App, $Prophet Solomon B. Again, that is $Prophet Solomon B. Also, if you would like to have a testimony, you could send us an email at freshwindinternational@gmail.com. If you would like to schedule for a personal prophetic ministry and prayer, you can also email freshwindinternational@gmail.com. God bless you. So, Lord Jesus, thank you for your word today. Thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit that is resting and ruling in our midst. Father, I thank you for what you're doing in our lives, in our community, and in this nation, and in and around the world. Father, I pray for our sister church, Hosanna Baptist Church, and also True Faith, and also River Church Family and Seed of Faith, and the churches that are carrying the banner of the Foursquare Gospel, and then other churches around our city that's worshiping and praising Jesus. Father, I pray, Father, for them. I pray for the projects that you're doing, that they're doing, and the projects that they're doing across the city and across the world and in other regions. I pray blessings upon pastors and leaders that are preaching and teaching the word of God. Father, I pray for our house that you would bless us, that we would walk in new levels of increase and new levels of strength. In Jesus' name, amen. So I have a joke from the book, from C. Peter Wagner's book, Let's Laugh. And it has, the joke today is Forrest Gump in heaven. So Forrest Gump died and went to heaven. And at the pearly gates, he met St. Peter, who told him that the new rules were in effect due to the advances in education on earth, and that it required the heavenly soul not only to have lived a good life, but also to answer three questions. Name 2 days of the week that begin with the letter T. How many seconds are there in 1 year? And what's God's first name? Forrest thought and said, I know the 2 days of the week that begin with the letter T, and they are today and tomorrow. St. Peter said it, although that was not the answer he was expecting, he would allow it. Then Forrest said, there are 12 seconds in every year. St. Peter's gumped. Okay, how do you figure there are only 12 seconds in a year? Forrest replied, January the 2nd, February the 2nd, March the 2nd. Okay, said St. Peter. I'll give you that one too. But what about the third question? Forrest thought some more. Well, the first name of God is either Andy or Howard. And just how did you arrive at those names? St. Peter asked. He said, you know, replied Forrest, from the song, Andy walks with me. Andy talks with me. Andy tells me I am his own. Then he added from the prayer, Our Father who art in heaven, Howard be your name. St. Peter welcomed him in without another word. And that's from the book, C. Peter Wagner's book, Let's Laugh. You can get a copy of that from Arsenal Books. If you want their telephone number, I can get it for you. All right, how to heal a broken heart. This is from our arsenal, from our archives here at the church. And this was a teaching that was in the foundational track of this church. And so I thought that it would be excellent for us to go through it. We're going to break it up in parts. So this Sunday, I'll teach a little bit on it, and then I'll bring some more back on another Sunday. So how to heal a broken heart. I brought something with me this morning, and this is my old iPhone that no longer works. So I brought it with me. So how to heal a broken heart. When you're in sorrow, you can pick up your phone and call John 14. John 14. I have the phone here. So there it is. John chapter 14. Remember I told you guys a couple weeks ago when I was teaching on, we talked for like two times on temptation and dealing with temptation and all of that. And I told us that we can no longer not give people the address where to go. We got to, the church is called to be a God positioning system, which is GPS, global positioning system, GPS, you know, a guide, a map, a guide positioning, God positioning station. That's what we are called to be. So we can no longer give people the address of the phone number or the phone number and not take them where they need to go. We're going to have to be like a tour guide that takes us to a place where we need to go. Could you imagine being in a foreign country and you can't speak the language, don't know the dialect, you don't know where to go. All you know is what you know from where you come from. You would feel some type of way. In this foundational teaching that you're going to hear, you're going to have a road map. You're going to have a compass so you can have direction. And you're also going to have a lantern to take with you. So when it gets dark, you won't be bumping into things. So when you're in sorrow, call John 14. And it says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. That thing is very practical. It's basically telling us, let's not allow our heart to be troubled by what we see, by what we hear, by what happened, what translates around us. We can take this in many different ways. Let not your heart be troubled. If you believe in God, if you're connected to God, the God of the Bible, believe also in me. Talking about Jesus, believe also in Jesus. Now, a lot of times we read that passage. When in sorrow, let not your heart be troubled. You may be sad, you may be going through something, but know who is walking alongside of you. I think we miss that sometimes. We forget who is walking with us, whose boat we've gotten on.
All right.
You know, I remember a couple years ago, before the pandemic, Minister Sandra and I had to go to this place way out in Nashville in Opryland. Opryland. Who's ever been to Opryland? In Opryland, in Nashville, Tennessee. Bishop's been to Opryland. We've been to Opryland. And there was this big hotel resort that was there called the Gaylord Opryland Resort. Okay. And I remember us going there, and there were so many different rooms in this resort. And we had to believe that we could get through this big old place, because from the look of it, from the outside, looking in, you would have thought, oh, this place is a little matchbox little place from how they had built it.
Okay.
But when you like, this place is a resort. And then you got on the inside and you're like, okay, where am I? Where am I going? The Lord wants our hearts not to be troubled. We have to lean and depend on Him. We got to take this practically in our lives. When you are lonely or fearful, Psalms 23. Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my guide. The Lord is my director. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is my defense. The Lord is His name. I shall not want. I will not want physically. I will not want mentally. I will not want spiritually. I will not want emotionally. I will not want intellectually, because everything that I need is already going to be supplied. I shall not want. I'm not going to go without.
All right, amen.
I'm not going to go without. When I am lonely, when I am fearful, I am not alone, and I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. I don't have to accept anything that comes along. I don't have to accept physical abuse.
Well,
I don't have to accept mental abuse. I don't have to accept word curses, because the God that I serve, the Lord that I serve, tells me right in His word, He makes me to lie down in green pastures. So that means I don't have to accept toxic relationships. Are you following me? That means I don't have to be an alley cat.
All right.
I'm not out there searching. The Lord allows me to walk in green. He's made me to lie down in green pastures. So why do I have to settle for less?
Amen.
Why do I have to settle for less? If we're going to heal a broken heart, first of all, we got to find out, how much percentage is the heart beating?
Well,
is the heart beating half percentage? Is the heart almost gone? When we deal with a broken, when you're dealing with a broken heart, you gotta acknowledge the fact that something's wrong. Mm-hmm. Something's missing. Something's not operating like it used to.
All right.
He leads me beside the still water. That means the living water, the still water. Living water. Living water. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. The key to provision is the presence of God. The awesome thought causes the psalmist to change from mere statement, he, to spontaneous heavenward praise. You are with me.
Amen.
People may walk away from me. Mm-hmm. People may ridicule me. But the Lord is with me. We talk about being lonely and fearful. Sometimes people just walk away from you for no reason. At all. They don't want to be in a relationship with you. They don't want to have anything to do with you. But the Lord is with you.
Amen.
You know, our whole church, I mean, we've watched people just walk away. Mm-hmm. We've watched people walk away. Does that mean God's not with us? Mm-hmm. No. They're just in a different season.
Amen.
Some Some are still serving the Lord fruitfully and developing, and we're grateful for that. And some are not serving God. Some of them are serving a different God. But does that mean that God is not with us? We have to remain steady.
Amen.
Even in the dry season, we got to remain steady. You prepare a table before me in the presence, the very presence of my enemies. Mm-hmm. That means all my haters, my player haters that are hating, got haterade, God just set a table before us.
Right.
We don't have to worry about what has happened in the past. We got to focus on what God's doing right now. And right now, God has prepared a giant banqueting table before us in the presence of our enemies.
Yes, yes.
And we are blessed. We are a blessed and fruitful people. We are a victorious people. And because of that, the Lord has prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemy. Right there, they can see it.
Amen.
They're wondering why. Why is Rocket Salvation still able to move forward?
Amen.
Why? Why is God opening up doors mm-hmm. around the world for Rocket Salvation?
Right.
Why is God opening up doors across the city for us? Why is the Lord opening up doors and having influence in places where we never had influence before? We've had influence, but we've never had this type of influence before. Because God has prepared a table before us in the presence of our enemy. And they're watching us, and they're saying, how are they still able to operate? We have tried to send curses. We have tried to send hexes. We have tried to send everything. And it didn't work.
Oh,
it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a dream once where I woke up. I shared this dream to the leadership team. I had a dream that there was someone that had been connected to the house. And they were actually in the backyard. This was like 2 years ago. They were actually in the backyard, and I think you remember me sharing the dream with you. They were in the backyard, and they had left things there. And I went back to the backyard, and they were there. And they had all of these satanic items and images that they were using. And they were scared because I caught them.
Mm-hmm.
I caught them with all their things that they tried to do. And in the dream, the Lord said, it's not going to work. It's not going to work what they did. It's not going to work what they did. Because God has prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He has anointed me with the oil of gladness. With the oil of gladness. He has anointed me. Put his stamp of approval on me with the anointing of breakthrough. So wherever I go, the kingdom of God goes with me. Wherever you go, the kingdom of God goes with you. Your cup is running over.
Right.
Overflow.
Right.
We're going to listen to a song later when we get ready to do the benediction called Overflow. And it was written by some students at the Foursquare Bible College in San Dimas, California. That's where our Bible College is, Life Pacific University. And they wrote this song called Overflow. And I thought it was just ironic with the teaching this week. And so, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. It didn't say gloom and doom shall follow me. Gloom and doom. And chitlins shall follow me all the days of my life. No, it says surely goodness and mercy.
Amen.
Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'm unmovable.
Right.
I don't care what you send. I don't care what you say. I don't care what you do. I am firmly planted in the house of the Lord,
yes.
And you can't move
block me. You can't kill me because I am planted in the house of the Lord. And that's where I'm going to be. So even when the enemy sends all kind of stuff to try to bring loneliness and fear, this is what I can stand on. I can pick up my phone and call Psalms 23. Mm-hmm. When you want to be fruitful, John chapter 15. And I will say this, the particular person that I saw, because they left the house in the wrong way, nothing that they have tried to do has prospered. Mm. Because when you leave a house in the wrong way, what happens is nothing that you do is blessed.
Right.
Doors will not become open to you because of the fact that you left the house in the wrong way. Even the other male ministers that left in the wrong way, nothing that they do in their ministry, I don't care how much they try, nothing that they do, it just becomes nothing, null and void. And see, one of the things God wants to deal with us about with healing a broken heart is sometimes you have to let people go. You have to let people go where they need to go. And sometimes people, like Minister Freeman said last week, some of the people, they got to get out of your life.
All right, amen.
Life is like a theater, like she said last week. Some people are in your life for a season, a day, and some people are in your life for a lifetime.
Amen.
There are some people that you just got to let go. Mm-hmm. And how to heal a broken heart in this season, first of all, you got to know Jesus.
Amen.
Who's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Second of all, you got to know yourself.
Well,
you know, the other day I was dealing with something, and I had to just say, you know what, I'm going to deal with this. I'm going to deal with it. I'm going to speak it out how I feel. And I spoke out how I felt, because it was bothering me. Mm-hmm. And I watched how the thing just turned itself around. But I had to be honest with myself and say, mm-hmm. you know, this is a problem. Mm-hmm. This is a problem for me because I'm carrying too much.
All right.
You got to know when to say no. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we're getting our hearts broken because we're trying to carry around somebody that God ain't anointed us to carry them around.
All right.
You know, I have a little dog, and that little dog, occasionally I have to carry him. Now, he's big enough for me to carry. But when he's going through his little seasons and stuff like that, he's hard to carry. Mm-hmm. And I have to tell him, okay, you're gonna have to do something. Because I can't carry you because the way what you're doing right now is not working.
All right.
You gotta know when to tell people this is not working. Mm-hmm. And until you can get it together, I'm just gonna have to walk away.
All right.
You know, one of the things that I'm ending the recording.